what about a place for other chickens? Do you have a shelter for chickens to...
Well...
Where do they roost?
Now, you have what's called a hen house.
Uh-huh.
Roost in the hen house. Now, all chickens do not roost in a hen house. If they can get in your yard, they roost under the house, sit on the ground or stick or anything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them sit in trees with the turkey.
Mm-hmm.
The turkey ain't gonna roost in, they will roost in a hen house. You can train them.
Mm-hmm.
But a turkey was a wild thing. He come from country, what you call it?
I'm not sure.
Take. A turkey come from a country called Take.
Uh-huh.
Where they brought to the countries and spread out. Where they wild fowl. We have gangs of wild ones around here.
Mm-hmm.
And they roost in trees. So these turkeys all roost in trees here. Well, once in a while, you'll see maybe 8 or 10 chickens roost in the trees.
Mm-hmm.
But a turkey gonna knock him back. You don't want him touching
mm-hmm.
up in the tree.
You said they're wild fowls?
Yeah, turkeys, uh-huh. wild fowl. These turkeys uh-huh. around here now, I see so many over here about a mile from here. You couldn't count them. No way you can count them by 5 or 10 or no way you could count them. Out here where you come in towards Barney Mills, there's a big gang out in there. When he see you, he get up just like a jaybird in the road and fly and gone.
Yeah.
Great big one. They big as these here are bigger.
Mm-hmm.
But they're wild turkeys.
Mm-hmm.
They're like deals in this country.
You know when you're eating chicken, there's a bone like this?
Mm-hmm. Collarbone.
So did you know the one that you can take it and
pull it apart?
Uh-huh.
That's a collarbone.
Are there any stories about that?
Well, nothing. Story, you mean throwaway? The only thing, you call that a pull bone.
Mm-hmm.
You call it a pull bone. That's the part I like a chicken. I like the pull bone. Made in a V.
Uh-huh.
And now here you catch it and pull it loose.
Well, why do people, they make a wish or hang it over the door or, have you ever heard anything like that?
Uh-uh.
Children would take it and pull it apart? Or?
I've heard of taking it and pull it apart, yeah.
Well, what for?
Just like the pull bone.
Uh-huh.
That's that little breast part up in there. Just like, it's a fun game.
Mm-hmm.
That's a real fun game. You, some other girl, or some boy, just friends, sitting down at the table eating. You eat, you got that breast part with the pull bone.
Mm-hmm.
All right, when you eat all off, you tell him catch this part and pull it. You holding this part, he pull that loose. That's all there is to it.
Uh-huh.
Pull bone.
Which end do I want to get?
Well, you'd have an end, the pull bone part.
Uh-huh.
Made like a V, turned up this way.
Uh-huh.
Up here at the top is flat, like,
mm-hmm.
got a little line here. He caught it one end and pulled that, and then you pulled that.
Uh-huh.
So it just split off right there, so you'd have just about as much as he had.
Okay.
Now, I've seen that done so many times.
Uh-huh.
I've seen that done old and often times.
Say, if you had some horses and mules and cows and so on, and they were getting hungry, you'd say you'd have to go feed the...
I said I had to feed them.
Feed
those cows. The way you would find that out, that would be... You had cows down there in the pasture. It was raining, cold and bad. Grass dies in the wintertime, we all know. They couldn't get nothing to eat. They come up around the house, lowing and hollering, going on. But they say, well, them cows hungry. I got to go out there and call them more cows up, then what ain't up here and feed them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you would call them and feed them. Well, they come on up there then and you chunk out hay. Now, it wouldn't be hay like what we see you saw, this big bale. Be the small bale, tied up and threw it out to them.
Mm-hmm. Let's say if you're talking about horses and mules and cows and all those different animals, what would you call all of those? If you're talking about horses and mules and cows, you'd say you had to go feed the